A little bit of cleanup from earlier in the show. We were talking earlier about with Mike Schaefer about first and second team all conference wide receivers. Michael went down the list, basically pointed out, well, this is kind of the production you need to have to be in that department. John writes, 14 touchdowns out of 67 catches, talking about Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Gerald Armstrong had 42 touchdowns out of 43 catches. It wasn't quite that high, but it was pretty damn high percentage.
Who was the other tight end for Nebraska that had like a total of 22 catches? It wasn't Mitch Crank. It was somebody around that time. Had like 20-something catches and like 8 touchdowns.
Well, Mark Gilman.
That might be it. It might be Mark Gilman.
It might have been.
He was in one of the Mike Babcock books. And he had this incredible catch-to-touchdown ratio.
Right. John writes, I can help Michael. Going back to your Dear Abby letter.
Yes.
Sit Chris down and in a calm voice say, I didn't create the policy. I didn't invite myself. And I'm not the one that forgot the conversation. If you are upset about this, this is a you problem, not a me problem. So he's going with a very...
Probably not
going
to be that aggressive.
Yeah, he's going with a very... I liked my idea better.
We've been married 20 years. I don't need that kind of drama.
You don't need the additional drama.
I don't need that drama.
Matt writes, Jim Brown, talking about Jim Brown, actors or athletes, went into acting. Now, these were, again, roles after he had retired, but he reminds us Jim Brown was in Mars Attacks.
Yes, he was.
And The Running Man.
Yeah, I picked the one that he actually was an active player in, and that was a Dirty Dozen.
Chris says, best public restroom, any higher-end hotel, and that's when I use when the need arises. They always have a public restroom on the main floor, and it's always clean. But Chris, as you probably know, if you've traveled enough, if you go to the big cities, you got to have a room key.
Yes, well, I just did the other day, matter of fact. I was coming back from Bennington and really had to go pee. And I swung through the Hilton Garden Inn right there near Cherry Hills before you get on the interstate, come back from Bennington, to go bathroom. Well, I felt okay because I'm a Hilton Honors member.
Yeah.
So I thought I was okay as a Hilton Honors member. It wasn't Mark Gelman. That wasn't the person.
Oh, it wasn't. Trying to think. Who would have been? Anyway. And then finally, Troy says about Popeyes, never going back, 3-piece dinner and 6 wings, $21.
There's no way. There's no way. See, again, use the app. I got food for 7 kids, 7 children.
They would have needed to be teenagers, children because the chicken is baby-sized.
Who are all teenagers. All teenagers.
They're all little tiny baby pieces.
And I got it for $32 because they had the 25-strip dinner with the 2 large sides and the biscuits and a dessert.
Did you take a pillow and a blanket or just a pillow?
I ordered, like I always do, on the app, and I had Miles drive through and grab it.
And so when you,
and it was ready to go when he got there.
When you ordered, was it Independence Day last year?
Again, I've never had these problems. This is definitely a Ginger thing.
This is not a Ginger thing.
It's
this
a Ginger
is a Popeyes thing.
It's a Ginger thing. I don't have that problem.
You can admit it's okay. It's a cult. It's a cult.
It's not a cult. When it's great food and you're not, okay, no one's forcing you to drink any Kool-Aid, it's not a cult. It's great chicken. There's no better fried chicken currently because of all the chicken places that closed in the city of Omaha. It's not.
You're saying of all of Omaha?
Of all of Omaha, there's no better fried chicken than the fried chicken that's at Popeyes. I'm sorry. There used
not
to be.
Not Time Out?
No. No, Time Out's good. It's good and greasy, but it's not as good as Popeyes. And it's not seasoned like Popeyes is. Time Out's good. I nothing against Time Out. But it certainly is not as good as Popeyes.
You are.
Look, man, I'm sorry. You might not like them.
You might not be. I mean, you
it's
may
one
not
of those
be,
things.
You may not be drinking anymore, but you are still drunk.
I'm telling you, man. It's a really good piece of 3 thighs from Popeyes.
3 thighs, which are basically the size of 3 wings.
The thighs are bigger than wings. And by the way, the big chickens, like churches always had that's that steroid chicken. You realize what's in that, right? You realize what that's in those chickens. The reason why they're that big. Regular chicken shouldn't be that big. It shouldn't be.
Does it taste good? Yes. Does it fill
it's
me
okay.
up?
It's okay. Churches is okay. They have a new. They got a new churches out west, in West Omaha, and it's good. I went and checked it out. Their jalapenos are awesome.
What we need is a Bojangles.
Bojangles would be nice, but that's not. That's chicken pieces. That's chicken tenders, not chicken.
Bojangles does regular chicken.
They didn't last time I went to Bojangles. They didn't have it. All they had was
Bojangles.
They were like Zaxby's. They were the same as Zaxby's.
No,
the last Bojangles I went to was in Mississippi, and they did not have regular chicken. They had chicken sandwiches with chicken tenders on them.
No. They do regular fried chicken.
I'm telling you, the last time I was there, they did not have regular fried chicken.
I'm looking it up right now. Bojangles. They do regular fried chicken.
It wasn't like Grandy's. Grandy's is the one place that does like Popeyes. But it was these pieces.
Yeah, right there. Dinners. And there's a leg and a thigh right there.
Okay. When I went there, all they had was these strips. They had this.
Yeah, but boneless scroll down chicken. A little bit more.
Then they had the more boneless chicken.
If you go down to
and
dinners,
then a chicken sandwich.
You go to dinners, you can see.
Oh, they didn't have that when I went there. I'm telling you.
You must have.
We went looking for chicken, and we couldn't find it.
Before we get to content, Corey is mad at Michael.
Oh, awesome. What'd I do?
What'd he do, Corey?
You hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're on the air.
Yeah, so you said that Popeyes is the best fried chicken in Omaha. Have you ever had Tracks?
It's literally four blocks from my house, and yes, I've had it. Matter of fact, bought it for a huge family thing that we had, and it was so dry, I felt bad for the people. But yeah, I've had Tracks.
Really?
Yeah, it was dry. I felt bad.
I know. Gotcha. One more. It's not technically in Omaha, but have you had Catfish Lake down in La Platte?
Yeah, you don't mean Catfish Lake that used to be in Bellevue, do you?
Yeah, it's down in La Platte now.
Yeah, yep.
34.
Yeah, I've had that. Matter of fact, we voted that the best pork tenderloin sandwich over at the World Herald. I think their catfish is really good. I've never had their chicken though.
Oh, dude, you got to get it, man. It's excellent.
Yeah, I haven't had that, but the last time I was there was still in Bellevue. It was a while ago.
Mm.
Yeah, right off of Highway 34 in La Platte. So
okay.
You can check it out. But hey, thanks for taking the call.
You bet, no Corey. Appreciate it. Have you had Alpine Inn?
Oh yeah, sure. The wings. I've had their wings.
But not the fried chicken.
I probably had a piece or two of fried chicken. We used to go there quite a bit. Probably, God, was that 2006, 2005?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I just think, because if you combine the seasoning, the spicy fried chicken at Popeyes, I'll take over anybody else's. I used to love Jack and Mary's. They closed. Richie's had a great piece of chicken over on Center. It was mm-hmm. delicious. Closed now. If I'm going to have a choice. And I felt, I like the people at Trax. They're very nice people. And so I don't like saying their stuff. That, we got it for a big event, and it was like 25 of us. And I spent like $140 on this chicken. It was not good. And no one enjoyed it. And it was a disaster. But
well, maybe
sometimes
give
that
another
happens.
Chance.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. I mean, you know, one off, you could never judge any place one off. But it was not.
Coming up in content, Nick's Rockies let him down again. And we have two questions that will probably have to go to the woke police.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Two questions. That, and is blue one of our colors on 1620 The Zone.